your dealer.
Good afternoon. It's the Live Music Showcase on WMNF in Tampa. I'm Bill Dudley, and for the last 10 months or so, we've been replaying some great groups, singer-songwriters, and people from our last 15 years of Live Music Showcase broadcasts. Today, we're going to go back to 2011, and we're going to start off with a great singer-songwriter who makes her home in Nashville, Tennessee, although she's originally from Russia. It's Natasha Barsilova. Our buddy Steve Arduango hosted this show from July 2011.
Thank you for having me. The song is called Balancing Act. If I ever hurt you, baby, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to break my promise to try and treat you right. I used to like myself, but now I'm so disappointed. Love can be so difficult sometimes. Please believe, no harm was intended. I'm just learning this balancing act. It feels like walking the high wire, baby, guessing how you will react. It's easier to walk away when it's not working. Why keep on fixing something? Might as well give up. But please be silent, let my kisses do the talking. They're so good at begging you to stop. Please believe, no harm was intended. I'm just learning this balancing act. It feels like walking the high wire, baby, guessing how you will react. No harm was intended, I'm just learning this balancing act, and it feels like walking the high wire, baby, guessing how you will react. If I ever hurt you, baby, I'm sorry.
Natasha Barsilova is our guest today on the Live Music Showcase. That was a beautiful song.
Thank you.
How long have you been playing guitar?
23 years.
23 years?
Gosh, that sounds scary. Yeah, I started when I was 10. I played classical guitar, bluegrass guitar, jazz guitar, country guitar.
You're
now
originally classically trained?
Or? Yes, I was. Mm-hmm. I played classical guitar full-time for 11 years. I started playing two instruments at the same time. I was 10. I enrolled into a music school, which is how it is done in Russia, where I'm from. It's not a part of the curriculum. You have to go to a separate place. And my teacher at the time created a new band, and he wanted to do a bluegrass band in Russia. And so he did. And there was one spot open for a guitar player, so I got to play bluegrass guitar. So I did that. Graduated from music school, went on to be in college and played classical music all through college, and at the same time played in the band. And so we stayed together for 18 years.
Oh, wow.
So, but we switched to country music after a while, you know, more commercially successful branch.
How well accepted was the bluegrass? Did everybody in Russia like?
At the time, it was actually a trend. There was a lot of people playing bluegrass. They called it country. We had a Moscow country club,
right.
And there were festivals. It was really a fun time to be playing. It was 1988, and so at the time, everything American was very, very popular, and people were just fascinated with it. And yeah, we were little stars. We were on the radio in Russia, you know, on the radio, on TV.
Okay, this is the Live Music Showcase. I'm Steve Arduingo. I'm hosting today. Mark Perfetti's our engineer. And it sounds good. As always, Mark, let's maybe do another song?
Yes, I need to tune. This is another song off of my new CD called Water and Wood.
Fix all that is broken here. I am the river. I am the whispering trees. I'd be all at once if only I could. But I cannot choose between water and wood. Catches the wind, binding the earth to the sky. And I have no ties, no roots running deep, scared as a shelterless child. But I am the river. I am the whispering trees. I'd be all at once if only
Borzilova. That's off your CD, Balancing Act.
Yeah, I recorded it last year right about this time.
We went
in the studio for 3 days and we're done. It was the fastest fastest process. Originally, I wanted to record a whole CD of Russian folk songs. And then we started working on it, and the idea was in everybody's head. We're making this record acoustically and fast. And then I realized that most of the folk songs that I liked were not actually folk songs, and they had writers. And I decided, well, I'm not going to play other people's songs. So I decided to just take my old catalog and, you know, do the same thing acoustically.
And when did you decide to start writing your own songs?
I think I was about 14 or 15 when I wrote my first songs, and they were terrible. For a while I stopped because I thought that it was just too bad. And then, you know, I had a lot of free time on my hand. When we first moved to Nashville, we had a recording contract, and I was in a country music band on a major label, and we were working on the record, and then all these labels started closing, and we kept being bounced from one place to the next. So to record our first record, it took us like 6 years. And in the meantime, we're just sitting there, you know, doing a show here, doing a show there. We lived on a farm. There was nothing to do, nowhere to go. I didn't have a car. So I started writing songs and, you know, it worked out good.
That's great. Natasha Borzilova is our guest today. We're going to talk her into doing another song.
Absolutely. This is also off the Balancing Act CD. It's called Ghost. Today I'm just a ghost of me, been drifting through the empty rooms, not fully used to feeling nothing yet. I stubbed my toes, it didn't hurt a bit. Went through walls I crashed into, your distant eyes and shattered, felt no pain. You're too hard to love, dear. I had hopes, dear, but I ran out. So that's how closeness melts away, like thirsty flowers wilt and die. One ugly word too many tips the scale. One point the finger, lay the blame. I pack my stuff, I cease to try to figure out what is and isn't fair.
I think all your songs are really beautiful.
I appreciate it. I hope so.
Your voice. I know you're a classically trained musician. How about your voice?
When I was in college, my major was voice, but it was not classical. It was a jazz college that I went to. My teacher, however, did not make me sing jazz. We just did whatever, you know. It was like everything that was not classical was in that institution. It's like Berkeley versus Juilliard here. So
when did you come to the United States?
We first started coming when I was about 15, and the very first trip was a cultural exchange, actually, because the city that I'm from, Obninsk, is the city of the very first nuclear power plant in the world. And so we came to Oak Ridge, Tennessee, because they're our sister city. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we did a little bit of, you know, we played and we went to high schools and hang out with local kids and all that stuff. And then after that, we just started coming to bluegrass festivals. At the time, we played bluegrass. Then to country country festivals. Then we got a record deal, and you know, we had a lot of wonderful people that helped us along the way, and you know, helped us bring here. And then we just kind of stayed. It wasn't, you know, nobody ever said, okay, this next trip to the States, we're staying. But it just kind of, they became longer and longer and longer. And I think we all waited until we graduated from colleges. So I was about 21 when I, you know, completely realized that this is where I'm going to be for a while, you know.
And Bering Strait was the band that you were touring with?
Yes, Bering Strait. All Russians playing country music. We got really good at it. We got nominated for a Grammy in 2002 for the best country music instrumental of the year.
That's great.
So that was a fun experience. We got to go to the Grammy ceremony and lose. So that was a one of a kind.
Just being nominated, you know.
Oh, we were against Bela Fleck, Nickel Creek, right. Earl Scruggs, and Dixie Chicks, and they won that year. So they were very popular.
They must have been watching their mouth that year.
That was right before that famous remark, yes.
This is the Live Music Showcase coming to you from WNF Tampa. This is the Mike Eisenstadt Performance Studio, where we bring you live music every Friday afternoon. Natasha Borzilova is our guest today, and she's a fabulous singer, guitar player, songwriter. I want her to do another song.
This next one is off the first record, and it's called Real Fight. Just
ready?
Yeah.
Good.
Let's admit we're just something that didn't work out. It's important that we both recognize your flaws. For the next 10 minutes, it'll get pretty loud as things collide with the floor. It's always better to go down the drain with the bang, make it a memorable night for the both of us. Don't you worry, someone will avenge you one day, leaving me in the dust, but I will teach you a real fight. It'll be my last present for you. Some therapists could get richer for the damage you've done. I'm guaranteed about 20 pretty awesome songs. They don't get my music anywhere in this town, so I'll remain just as broke, but I will teach you a real fight. It'll be my last present for you. Your bags, I'm through with nasty stuff I had to say. The only thing this picture lacks is the goodbye sex. This way you'll break up fresh, unrealized regret is based on tangible facts. Then it'll be a real fight. It'll be my last present for you. My very last present for you.
Natasha Borzilova, and it's off her CD, Cheap Escape. NatashaBorzilova.com. That's NatashaBorzilova.com. And you can search that. And
there's
find
all
it.
Links over there.
Her new one's Balancing Act, and that song was off of Cheap Escape.
Mm-hmm.
And That was a little different than the last year.
The CDs are very different. Right. The first one was my departure from all the country music that I did when I was in the band, because it was 18 years of bluegrass and country, and then when I was in the band, of course, we all wrote songs, but usually, you know, none of our songs made it to our record because that's just how things work. And so I had all these songs that I tried to pitch to my band for years, and so when the band finally broke up, I was like, well, I'm just gonna get all the electric guitars that you know, that people can handle and be loud and screaming. So this was
seemed a little more, you know, have more of a pop feel than
you have to hear it with the band. It's fun.
This is the Live Music Showcase coming to you from your community radio station, WNF Tampa. We ready for another song?
Sure. I'm going to sing a song that is not recorded yet. And this song I co-wrote with my bandmates or ex-bandmates. And it almost made it to one of our albums, but it didn't. And so it's going to be on my next record. It's called Out of My Hands.
Natasha, Borzilova is our guest today. I mean, a fantastic singer, songwriter, guitarist. We're thrilled that you were able to come in and play for us today.
I am so happy to be here. Thank you.
And we've got Mark Perfetti's mixing everything up. I'm Steve Arduingo. I'm hosting. We ready for another one?
Sure. This one is off of the acoustic CD. It's called Want You to Stay. I co-wrote it with a friend of mine who used to live across the hall from me. Her name is Edwina Hayes, and she's a wonderful musician from England. And if you buy the CD, you will hear the saddest upright bass solo that you would ever heard in your life, courtesy of Brian House. All right, so this is Want You to Stay.
Natasha Borzilova is our guest today on a live music showcase. I'm Steve Arduingo. I'm hosting today, and Mark Fetty's our engineer, mixing everything up.
So about two more songs or so?
Two or three, maybe.
Actually, I have a Russian song I want to sing.
Okay, sounds great.
Let me see if I can. I have to tell you what it's about, because otherwise people won't be crying. This is the song that usually makes people tear up at the shows. This is a World War I time folk song, and it's about a soldier who has a dream about this really strong wind coming up, this hurricane, and knocking his hat off, and he goes to his commander and asks him what it was all about, and he says that it was a prophetic dream, and that it means that he's going to lose his head and die. вечер, то не вечер. Мне малым мало спалось. Мне малым мало спалось. Ой, да во сне плясался, разрезвился подо мной. Ой, налетели ветры злые, да с восточной стороны, и сорвали черную шапку. Yes, it is.
If I spoke Russian, I probably would have been crying right now.
Yeah, it's pretty sad.
Natasha Borzilova is our guest today. I know you came from a fairly large city in Russia, and you started off kind of in the mountains of Tennessee, which is definitely laid back. What'd you think about the difference?
The city I came from originally is actually really small, and it's all science, basically. But I did go to college in Moscow, and of course there's a big difference between Moscow and Nashville. But I kind of like it because it's the best of both worlds. We have the entertainment, we have sports, and we have, the fun life. And then at the same time, it's a very small community. And, you know, if you play music, you know everybody. I teach yoga. That's my primary occupation these days. So all of my yoga friends, we know each other. It's wonderful. It's I like it because it's easy to raise children there, so it's a good suburban life.
Well, you said you went to Oak Ridge.
That was the very first trip, yes.
Yeah, that's like middle of nowhere.
Yes, and food was the biggest difference because they tried to give us the taste of southern cooking, and it is really different from where I came from. We don't eat things that are sweet and salty at the same time. And so cornbread with, meat and potatoes, to me, that was just an abomination. I'm used to it now, but... I'm just gonna go ahead and play the title track from Cheap Escape. Mm-hmm.
devilish face is bringing us love. Look, I found a couple dollars under the lining. No, this could be great. We could share my pack of smokes and a lighter. What a cheap escape. Get out of this town, get on with our life. Baby, your charm was enough to turn my world upside down. Won't you give it a try? Oh, look, I found a couple dollars under the lining. No, this could be great. We could share my pack of smokes and a lighter. Dreams never cost a thing, but they can lay the world wide open. So make a wish, look in my eyes and say I love you. Say I love you. Say I love you. Say I love you.
Nashville singer-songwriter Natasha Barcelova on the Live Music Showcase back in 2011. Well, we all have a lot of great memories of WMNF's tropical heat waves over the years, and back in 2011, a band that was scheduled to play Saturday evening came in that afternoon on the 60s show for a few songs with Randy Wynn hosting.
Right now, let's hear from Caravan of Thieves live in the studio.
Is there anybody going to listen to my story? All about the girl who came to stay. She's the kind of girl you want so bad it makes you sorry. Still you don't regret a single day. How good. I think of all the times I tried so hard to leave her. She would turn to me and start to cry. And she promises the end to me and I believe her. After all this time I don't know why. Oh girl, girl, girl. She's the kind of girl who puts you down when friends are there. You feel a fool. When you say she's the girl, she acts as if it's understood. She's cool. Look out!
For the benefit of Mr. Kite, there will be a show tonight on trampoline. The Hendersons will all be there. Later, Pablo, Smoke, Spare. What a scene! Men and horses, hooves and goddess lasting through a hot temp real fire. This way Mr. K will challenge the world. The celebrated Mr. K performs his feat on Saturday at the heat wave. The Hendersons will dance and sing as Mr. Kite flies through the ring. Don't be late, all men's is fine. Nature show the public their production will be second to none. And of course it'll be the horse that's the waltz.
when you say she's looking good, she acts as if it's understood. She's cool. Ooh, ooh, ah, girl. Girl, girl.
Awesome. Caravan of Thieves right here on WMNF playing live. Great little medley there from the Beatles for the 60s show, right?
Yes, we heard it.
We whipped that up this morning.
Now, you guys, your covers are so delightful, but you guys write originals too. So, tell me about your approach to covers. What songs are you looking for, and how do you decide when you're going to do a cover? Is that just kind of a spontaneous thing? Oh, this will be a great Caravan of Thieves.
There's a couple of different things. I mean, we pick stuff sometimes that's from the influence, which Beatles is actually, even though Caravan of Thieves has got this gypsy thing. We say it's kind of Beatles meets Django Reinhardt.
At Tim Burton's house.
So we try to pick stuff that's actually part of the influence, but also stuff that might be totally, unexpected. You know, like when we do the Bohemian Rhapsody or Psycho Killer, it's kind of something that you wouldn't expect a gypsy acoustic band to do. When we do it, we basically take the song, strip it down to its basic form, and then reconstruct it.
Well, what's great about your covers is the song is recognizable, but it's different. So
we've also found it helps people, new audiences, to understand what we're doing, because our music is sometimes new to people's ears. They're saying, what is the music that you play? You know, and so sometimes having a cover, it's a song they already know, and they hear it in our format, so they kind of are like, oh, okay, that's what Caravan is. So
yeah, we try to pick something, stuff that people would recognize for sure. And
yeah.
Well, let's hear another one. Let's hear an original. How about that?
Sounds good.
We can do an original.
We're gonna do our song called Candy.
Yeah.
It's about addiction.
To candy.
Candy in my hands could be like brandy on my breath. It's clearly handy in my undoing. Sure as I am standing here, Sunday I had candy, which was one day I feel randy, but had no way of controlling what I did till I saw Monday. Candy, I'm addicted to you, candy. Now you've got me once again. On my little brain, that was no match for this mighty batch. Sweet superiority, lazy cuss, I've given up on work and family. No one understands me and my candy. Meant to be my candy and me. Candy, I'm addicted to you, candy. Need a fix of honey stay. We're gonna need another lick and make it quick. Gotta feel the serious surfing through my veins. Well, I don't wanna have a place to sleep. Well, I don't wanna have a steak to eat. Lollipops and butterscotch and caramel and lemon drops and jelly beans and juju beans and ramen cake. Stop!
down. Now I'm strung out, and I sure could use a handout. Don't let me stand out in the rain. I plan to be responsible and land another job. Until then, can you please lend me a 24-some candy? I'm addicted to you, candy. Now you got me. I'm gonna need a fix of honey stick. I'm gonna need another lick and make it quick.
Caravan of Thieves, right here live on WMNF on the 60s show. I'm Randy Wynn sitting in here. But tell us how this band got started. You know, when you young people grow up, you know, they're not listening to swing and gypsy music. Where were you guys, and when did it all change?
We're not like the other kids. No. We were doing a lot of different kinds of music, right? Carrie and I were starting with doing the duo and playing around with all different stuff, from blues to folk to rock and roll and this and that. And
we wanted to change it up, you know? Yeah. So we ditched our drummer and bass player and all of our electric stuff, and we went back to our acoustic guitars and had met Ben on the violin. He had sat in with us a couple times, and we wanted to find a really good use for him, and knew Brian from the Connecticut music scene, and so
we couldn't just send him out to get lunch, you know?
Plays
a good violin.
We thought it would be fun to, we wanted to do something that was acoustic but yet, you know, rhythmic and upbeat and without the drummer. And so we thought, hey, this old gypsy jazz stuff has some pretty good rhythm, and there's no drums in there. And
I was listening to it one day on my headset walking by the water, and I was like, you know, I love the music, and I didn't think it would ever be something we'd use. And then listen to it, and I'm like, well, there's a violin, acoustic guitars, it's really swinging, it's fun, you know. And we had an upright bass, we got kind of a cool sound with our songs mixed in with that, you know.
Well, I've had this theory that the 20th century was such a time for developing new kinds of music that it pretty much played itself out by the end of the century, and rock had played itself out, everything had been tried, jazz, everything had been tried, the most spare, the most fast and crazy, everything had been done. So really, if you're a young musician, the best thing is find some great music from the past that you can update and make sound modern. And you guys seem to have found this style that is based on an earlier style. What is it, like, would you say?
30s. Yeah, a lot of 30s and 40s.
But it sounds completely new, so.
Well, good. That's the
30s, 40s, that's mission accomplished, so thanks for that.
Yeah, we run the gamut. Well, the music from that time period was also really charming, and we were like, we just thought it'd be something we need to bring back, I think, you know, and it's forgotten. And plus, we didn't want to do, we were like, not another rock band. We were like, we can't, you know, I think the world doesn't need, you know, another rock band, so we'll do something a little different.
Yeah.
So can we hear one more from Caravan of Thieves?
One more. What, Ghost Rider?
Yeah, we're playing a song, Ghost Rider. It's about the ghost who writes our songs.
I'm nothing without you!
Here comes that old wall, like a smack in the back of a Cadillac. Only empty tales of material worlds from this underwood. Understand that I don't have a choice. I can only call upon that voice of my dearest friend from way back when, a spirit who can fly the anthem all the way across the great divide. Oh, Ghostwriter, I'm nothing without you, dear. Oh, Ghostwriter, I'm nothing without you, here.
At first just a few, then 10 sons. Stories of dimensions near and far, so far. Bugs with nasty legs and flying cars. This car catapulting through the universe. As fear in the metaverse from all the way across the great divide. Oh, Ghostwriter, I'm nothing without you, dear. Oh, Ghostwriter, I'm nothing without you. Scribbles, coffee
That's Caravan of Thieves from May 2011. Well, to finish off the last few minutes of today's live music showcase from WMNF, we've got Walter Strauss, great guitarist and singer and a songwriter, with a little tune called Sotoku.
Listening to WMNF Tampa, the live music showcase. I'm Mark Perfetti. Thank you so much for joining us. Stay tuned for NPR News.